Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I always enjoy having Evelyn Green and Amanda Blankfield-Kossoff as my guests on Chai. Evelyn is, of course, one of South Africa's foremost accompanists and musical directors, but is probably best known for her work around the JJMC, the Johannesburg Jewish Male Choir. Amanda is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. It's the first time, though, that they are joining me at the same time, and that is because they will be performing a lunchtime hour music concert next Friday at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. I'm delighted to have them both as my guests. Welcome, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Aries. Thank you.
So, Amanda, the Sunset Blonde, a musical adventure. Sounds very intriguing. Tell me the idea behind it.
So the idea is to have something for everyone. We want a diverse genre, you know, all different genres put into one show where there's, if someone loves folk music, there's that because I'm going to be playing guitar and singing. And then if they want more classical and musical theatre, there'll be me singing with Evelyn playing the beautiful piano in the background and making sure that it's a beautiful piece. And yeah, so it's a mixture of the three different genres. So there's definitely going to be a song that everyone knows, if not more.
And how did the two of you come to work together?
Okay, so
you can say first.
I'll say it. Okay. So I actually was learning classical singing with Eugenie Chopin, and then she said to me, I need to learn more music theory to back up the singing, because with guitar you can play chords and you can just, you know, you can play without having to read music and get away with it. But with singing, you can't really, especially classical singing. So she said, you better go to the expert, and that's Evelyn Green. She is the music theory expert and the piano teaching expert. So obviously that was, you know, on recommendation. And also I knew some people who'd known her as well, so it wasn't only that. So I said, well, let me go and give it a shot. And now I'm proud to say I'm on grade 5. So obviously it's going well. So she's doing her job very well.
I hope so.
Evelyn, what is it like for you to come across young talent like Amanda?
Wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I've been a professional musician for a number of years. I won't give the number of years away because I'll give my age, but everybody knows. But it's very, very interesting because I have been very involved with the South African Society of Music Teachers, and we've just organized a music festival which ran for 2 weeks. Every day, two venues. We had piano, strings, woodwind, recorder, brass, choirs, orchestras, and a total of 881 entries.
Sure.
And if people say that music is dying and classical music is dying, it's really not true. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And to the extent that next Sunday we're having a gala concert featuring the most outstanding performers, and most of them, those outstanding performers, will be receiving trophies. So it's very, very encouraging from music education point of view to see that classical music is still alive and well in Johannesburg and doing well.
That is incredible. And I don't think music can ever die.
No, we won't let it die. We won't let it die. Because next generation must take over from us.
It is the most basic form of communication, actually. Yes, and it talks to something deep inside all of us.
It's a culture. It's a language and it's a culture and an art form.
So, what can people expect? You say a lot of different kinds, something for everybody. What goes into an hour? How do you choose your songs?
So it's always a difficult one because there's so many songs to choose from, but you have to make sure there's a balance and that the songs flow easily from one to the next. It's not like a sudden contrast. So we spent a lot of time looking at the set list and seeing, you know, where things should be placed to make sense. And also to have more variety, because everyone to have something that they would appreciate and enjoy. And we did our first show last year in November, so we learned from that show, you know, what people like the most, and we added a bit more of something and took something else out. So we've changed a few songs, but the main ones that were hits are still there. And a lot of people who came to that show say they want to come back again. So that's always a good thing. Yeah.
And the decision to collaborate, is it almost like creating your own work to ensure that you can continue doing what you love
yes,
best?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. And it's very rewarding and very encouraging to work with Amanda. It's been wonderful to work with her, and from a teacher's point of view, teaching all the theory. She said, I don't like it and I don't understand. I said, never mind, we'll get it right. And it's really coming very, very well. And then also to accompany her, she has a beautiful voice. And we had a lot of fun, I hope, selecting the repertoire that would present a balanced program, representing from aria antica and some operatic arias and then musicals and musical theatre. So it's a nice spectrum, a nice variety of program, of concerts, of a repertoire at least.
In terms of the Sandton Theatre on the Square's Friday concerts, it's also become as much a thing as the Sandton itself. I, of course, have had my show here on a Friday afternoon for a long time, so I've never managed to go. What can people, what does it constitute? How does it work?
Well, every Friday, Daphne invites mostly classical performers and singers to come and showcase their work because she said there's a very big need to keep classical music alive. So that was the whole idea about the lunch hour concert, that it's a 1 hour. It's not something that's going to cost a lot of money to rent out the theatre. It's only based on ticket sales. So it's like basically her charity contribution, if you put it that way, because she doesn't charge for the venue, whereas all the other concerts you have to pay for the venue. So it opens up the doors for a lot of performers who can't afford to have a two-week run where they have to pay for every single night. So that part of it is inclusive, and also the classical part, like most of the performers are classically based, which is why most of our program is classical and musical theatre. It's more that kind of genre, like, you know, more unplugged, if you put it that way. It's not, we don't have any backing tracks, you know, we don't have any electric instruments. It's all very natural.
And the fact that it is a Friday afternoon, does that draw like a spontaneous viewers from people in Sandton?
So. I think so. I think it's been going for quite a number of years. And the whole theatre is just so beautiful. The whole ambiance is just so lovely. And there's a bar if you want something to drink or tea and coffee. And it's very relaxed atmosphere and very conducive. It's a small theatre, seats 200 people, but it's very conducive to an audience, lovely, comfortable seats. And for us performers, the stage is lovely. It's a beautiful piano. And we go and have fun and hope the people, and we enjoy ourselves, and hopefully the audience will enjoy it with us.
Yeah, you have fun, and I'm sure that absolutely resonates further. But now that I think about it, it's a once-off performance. Mm.
Exactly.
So it is a huge amount of work for one performance.
It's fun. That's good. That's how you grow.
Right, exactly. But then we also do things in between. Like we go to retirement homes. We've done a few shows at, you know, different, like Sandringham Gardens and
Golden Acres.
You know, so we've also done those. So it's not only, this is not the only time that we get to perform.
That was a mitzvah. That was a good mitzvah concert.
But it's not easy to earn a living from this industry.
No,
that is the challenge.
Not at all.
No. Yeah, I can imagine. And when you talk about something for everybody, how you say, for example, you'll play more of what worked last time. Tell me more.
Well, the ones that people enjoyed were, they said, please add a few more folk songs. They really enjoyed, like, Diamonds and Rust by Joan Byers, The Rose by Bette Midler, those kind of very emotional songs. They really liked those, so I added a few more of those in. And then they also loved the piano ones, like I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady, Memory from Cats, you know, the classics that everyone knows and loves and that brings back nostalgic memories, and they just, like, go back in time. So, yeah, those are the kinds of songs that we're doing.
We've got from Les Mis, we've got Bring Him Home, and Cole Porter, Begin. Wow. And then Voice Sapete from Maria Figaro Mozart, and O Mio Babbino Caro from opera Puccini. So there's a lovely variety.
So do the practice, the learning classes work as practice classes at the same time?
No, we have two separate ones.
Amanda does her homework, and she comes back nicely prepared, and we put it together, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
No, we have fun.
Mm. And what, if anybody would like to go, what do they do? Do they just are there tickets? Do you still have to book tickets?
No, so they don't actually have any booking for Fridays. You just come about half an hour to 20 minutes before, and it starts at 1, so come like 20 to 1. Go to the box office, book your seat. I think it's R100, so it's really not a lot. And then you can have some drinks at the bar. You can buy some drinks and snacks and then come in and enjoy one
hour. It's very relaxed and very laid back and very chilled.
Sounds wonderful. I'm sorry to be missing it.
You'll have to get someone else to take over your show for that day.
Or you can do it again.
Not on
a Friday. At a different time.
Yes, when it's more So thank you so much to both of you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Sharish.
That was Amanda Blankfield-Kossoff and Evelyn Greed. They're talking about the show that is coming up next week, Friday at 1 o'clock at the Sandton Theatre at the Square, and that is called Amanda, the Sunset Blonde, a musical adventure. Before we go to the break, let me tell you about the following.